The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM 96.9 Guardian Radio. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, you can call 242-357-20. And the text lines are up and ready. I see you have one or two texts already in. A number there is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. Today is an open line Tuesday, June 16th. Open line Tuesday. And that means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Of course, within reason, and things that IRCA won't complain about. Right? So you could call in and we have a discussion. But of course, like usual, I have one or two things I want to highlight and discuss. And you can always give commentary on those things. Or you can bring up your own subject. First of all, let me minimize this. I had a caller yesterday who wanted legal assistance. And of course, I give half of the information in terms that there are places that she can go to. And I said, you know what? I'm going to research about the legal clinic, right? I think the person the lady needs to try and get in contact with is Nicole Sutherland King. She was on my show before, and she was talking about the legal aid clinic. That's Nicole Sutherland King. I'm sure she's going to contact me when they do those outreach program again, however Bahamians talk about their cases that they need help with. Also, a contact was given for Eugene DePuch Law School. They do legal help. And the phone contact there is 322-5943, 322-444. So you can call that number, ma'am, and tell them your story, and they were able to assist with any legal advice you need. Of course, the clinic, the Legal Aid Clinic, is operated by Director Mrs. Nicole Sutherland King, who is also assisted by a full-time faculty staff, right? The Legal Aid Clinic, located at the Eugene DePuch Law School City Corporate Center. That's on Rosetta Street. So now I get the right address. You go to Rosetta Street. You go to Rosetta Street, which is the old City Market building, right on Rosetta Street, Palmdale. It's open to the public from Monday to Friday at 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's a legal aid clinic located at the Eugene DePuch Law School campus. It's the building is called the City Corporate Center. It's located on Rosetta Street, Palmdale, and it's open from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So for the lady who called yesterday who wanted legal assistance because of her industrial accident, she said that her payment plan is going to be interrupted, and she wanted legal advice and to seek help. So I just want to go back to that and remind her of that. Also, that I want to talk about, and this is not a advertisement for the event, because there's an event coming up that drew my attention. It's by the Fox Foundation, right? It's a legacy of leaders, the power of second chances from setback to comeback, and that's the theme. And that's what drew my attention and say, I would need to give at least 5 minutes to talk about that specifically for the intent and what the agenda is. Of course, the patron is the Honorable Dr. Adrian Fox, right? And he's the patron of that. And this might be his second or third banquet celebration, honorary legacy of leaders celebration, where he recognized leaders of the Bahamas, right? You need to sponsor the show. You need to come on and explain why he's doing this. Him and his daughter. Anyway, bring back to that, right? What I found, okay, it's a third annual one, so it's the third time he did it. And see, under the patronage of the Honorable Dr. Adrian Fox, founder of the Fox Foundation, it's going to be, I ain't going to say the date because he ain't paying no money yet. But what I found interesting that he's honoring, inclusive of the people who are being honored, he's honoring a number of people who had some setbacks early in their life. And when I say setbacks, I talk about legal setbacks. I talk about being remanded setbacks. I talk about spending some time type of setbacks, right, in their early life. And they have spent their time, have been rehabilitated, and he is giving recognition to a number of people, some renowned people that the list has. That says wonders about him as a character, a person of second chances, or even he had some setbacks in his life, Mr. Dr. Fox. And the idea that he's putting his money to say, I'm going to recognize these people despite what people think, right, is a testimony, right? I'm just saying, I notice. I notice some of these names are notorious, right? But like I said, they have reformed and come and been put a positive life, positive contribution to the Bahamas, and that needs to be saluted. And I salute him for the effort he's doing. It should be interesting to see the commentary moving forward regarding this, right? Because it's a bold move to do this, and I was very impressed with doing that. I got a text from a cousin who's in Iceland now, right? She's touring Iceland, her and her husband are touring Iceland, and she sent me a news report and said, can you read this? And I said, man, this is good. I like that. And I shall read it in because it's open line on Tuesday anyway, and I should read it in the record because we in the Bahamas are going through the same type of discussions. You know, Iceland tends to have a huge educated population. Their landscape, their social makeup is different, right? But they're having similar discussions that we in the Bahamas are discussing. And I said, I'll read in the record, especially when there's an announcement by the Minister for Innovation and Technology, who is, let's see if I could get that up, proposing some new ideas for the Bahamas in terms of the ministry, right? Let me see if I can get that up and read. Okay. It says, I got a concern about the headline. It says, Sabas pledges AI reform across the public service. Like, who is Sabas? Why are we calling people by their first name? Why are we calling a minister of the government by his first name? Can I say Brave as a headline? I know we do that sometime on the talk shows, but no, man, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas name, Mr. Davis, right? The Minister of Foreign Affairs named Mr. Mitchell. You can't say on the front page, Fred says we doing things with the United States. No, it's just not proper. You show some kind of regard for the position. You don't got to respect the person, you know, but you have to show regard for the position. You can say Bastian pledges AI reform, but because we're familiar with him, familiarity breeds contempt, we're using his first name and the first nickname, of course, right? So Sabas pledges AI reform across the public service. The government plans to deploy artificial intelligence, AI, across the public sector, introduce a national identity card, and connect public sector databases as part of its sweeping modernization drive designed to improve efficiency and make it easier to do business in the Bahamas. Sabas Bastian, Innovation and National Development Minister, in his contribution to the 2026-2027 budget debate, argued that many government services remain slowed by outdated systems and disconnected databases. Despite years of digital transformation efforts, today government collects mountains of information from its citizens and then traps it, he said. Locked it in systems that cannot speak to one another. Filed in one office, invisible to the next, the result is the government slower than it should be, and the country harder to do business in that it should be. That is not an IT problem. It is a competitive problem. Mr. Bastian said the government intends to move beyond simple placing existing processes online and instead redesign how public service operate. In too many instances, we digitize the form while the work behind it stays analog. And the article continues, right? Another headline says, from The Guardian, Bastian AI will be used to automate government processes, not replace workers. And that's from The Guardian there. They're making sure I know that they put the word Bastian and not Bast. But going forward, right? I'd be reminded, it said, one is being tabloid-oriented, and one definitely is not. The Guardian is not a tabloid. They use the correct information. But moving forward and talking about AI and automated systems and national identification card, and I think it's a constitutional issue, right? Where my information is being shared, who is being shared to, who has access to it. And I think that discussion needs to be held simultaneously as we try to update systems. And some people say, man, you're just being difficult, right? Look how long we've been talking about having a national identification card. But if it's, and I can go to you, caller, don't hang up, I'm coming to you right now. But the issue with a national identification card is it's not mandatory I walk around with an ID. It's mandatory I walk around with a driver's license if I drive in a car. But I don't need to have a national ID because I was Bahamian, because I born to two Bahamian parents, right? So I don't need to have an ID to identify myself. So there needs to be some laws to go with some things. Right. And so as we talk about the digital ministries, and especially about my data, my medical data, right, my banking data, my personal data, right, I must be concerned. I must be concerned. And I say, hey, you, I have no problem with it. But you need to start having discussion about how my data is going to be protected, especially in the past where we know that people who will. Medical history has become online, printed in papers or whatever it is. Bahamians need to be concerned. But I'm going to read that article from Iceland right now. Let me go to this caller first. Guardian Radio AM. This is an open line Tuesday. Go ahead. How you doing, caller?
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
You know, I'm 75 and I agree with you. I was taught, although I'm 75, you call me old. But I was taught by the older guys and myself that when you don't know a man, you call him Mr. Now, I went to school, junior school, prep school, junior school, Eastern Senior School, with Philip Edward Brave Davis. I never knew him as Brave. When he see me, he don't call me Spark, he called me Vince, which is short for Vincent. I called him Phil, which is short for Philip. And that's how we respect one another to this day. Now I call him Mr. Prime Minister, and then he can call me Sparky when he around here picking up jujus. And what I like about you is when you tell your family history, and you show how the respect came down. And let me tell you a little short one. There's a man named Leon Edmund Hartman DePuch. His sister was Ida DePuch, married a son. Mr. Sam Mintz. Mr. DePuch, Leon, and Ida started the Tribune in 1903. I think he died in 1914. He passed it down to Eddie and DePuch. Remember, his sister was Ida DePuch. He passed it down to Eddie and DePuch. Eddie and DePuch passed it down to Eileen DePuch. Now, remember I said, Ida DePuch, but Ida DePuch was the sister of Leon DePuch, who was my mother's mother, Ida DePuch Mintz. Her first daughter was Esther Mintz. They used to call Esther, Esther Tech. She met a gentleman up in Blueberry Hill, Fox Hill. And she had a son called Eric Mintz. Eric Mintz left the Bahamas for Canada when he was 17, and then he came back writing a lot of Bahamian songs, and one of the songs was about a Fox Hill gal. when I get married. That song was about his mother, Esther Tech, my mother's sister, my aunt Esther, Mintz. He gave the song to Eric Gibson, Shane Gibson's daddy, and Eric Gibson sang the song about a fox-tailed gal when I get married. Now, my mother, Gwendolyn Mercedes Joy Mintz Pinder Fountain, she was the second daughter to Ida DeFuch.
You there? Sparky, you there? Vince? God, I guess disconnected. Maybe around the minutes. But I enjoyed that story. I think you told it to me about 14 times before. But every time you tell it to me when you call, I tend to smile and say, okay, the story again. And so I appreciate you reminding me, because sometimes I forget things. But thanks for re-reminding me again. So Switzerland rejects digital currency in historic cash referendum. I thought this story was interesting to me because, you know, we've been trying to get this sand dollar thing up and running, right? It ain't working. I hear the government and the people in the central bank continue to push, but it ain't working. Every day, we assume that we'd be closer. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I would assume they would start off with Mia Guano or Inagua, digitalize that sand dollar, pay everybody in sand dollar money, put the whatever equipment needed inside the stores there, trade with the stores there, then move it slowly up the chain and come to New Providence eventually. But clearly that ain't what they're doing, right? But what I found amusing, that Iceland, with all that supposed education they have, right, almost 99% people living there with bachelor's degree, education degree, and they had a referendum about digitalizing their currency, right? And after they had the referendum, the people said, no, we want that. And I said, let me put in the record on the reason why they ain't want it, because we have a number of people who find it uneasy about digitalization of our currency. So the article goes like this. In a major development for financial sovereignty, that's a big thing there, by the way, financial sovereignty. We'll come back to what that means, hopefully. So Swiss voters have dealt a massive blow to the push for digital currencies and the central banking agenda championed by European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde. In a nationwide referendum an overwhelming 73% of voters backed an initiative to permanently guarantee the availability and use of physical cash in Switzerland. The landmark decision ensures that cash can never be fully replaced by virtual or centralized digital currency, legally protecting the rights of citizens to use physical currency. Advocates are calling the victory a massive win for personal privacy. That's a big word there again. Personal privacy and individual liberty, arguing that maintaining physical cash is a vital shield against overreaching globalists. And that's a fair there, that overreaching globalists and globalists controlling our economy and environment. I would say overreaching globalist tracking initiatives like the WEF 2030 agenda. I need to Google that, WEF 2030 agenda, perhaps have a show on that. See, these are things behemoths don't even consider on our archipelago islands. Not sure about the WEF agenda, but cash must remain part of any currency equation in a democracy. Okay. Citizens must always have an option, and the article continues, and you could always Google that. Switzerland rejects digital currency in historic cash referendum, right? I found that interesting because there is a push to have the whole world go digital, right? Especially when you have a minister of innovation. I don't think that's by chance. I think that's by design. I think that's by discussions people been having abroad, and they slowly bring it back home, and they start their process. And we, and the family of these islands, we tend to be old-fashioned, and that's why we haven't accepted readily. But I think an agenda is real, and that we in the Bahamas need to start having these conversations on how we see ourselves, our digital independence, right? Can you imagine going to the food store? You have to pay by these digital purses, and the person who behind the computer can create a spreadsheet on whatever you buy, have a record on whatever you buy, how much tip you leave. They could go to have access to your whatever medical and social aspect and take all of this information down and create whatever program. I have issues with that. I have issues with that, right? So good morning. I see you, Texter. Caller, we're going to come to you right now. So good morning, CA. Please encourage Sparky to write a book instead of taking up 20 minutes of airtime talking history. And I would encourage Sparky to write up. He did do a documentary recently. You know, someone came to his house and he told that same story that he told here in that documentary that is you can be found on YouTube. And perhaps he needs to write a book, but he has a lot to say and he wants to remind us again and again about these things again. So he takes advantage of that. Okay, CA, can you call off the names of the people who will be honest? Who would be honored, I guess, who would be honored from the committee foundation who Mr. Dr. Adrian Fox would be honoring. Don't forget, Adrian Fox is not a doctor in anything. Your co-host, Miss Green, said he's an honorary doctor from an institution somewhere in the world. I think it's a good idea what he's doing. Okay, I'll see if I get the names for that. I was right on the page, the Fox Foundation page on social media. So I'll go in and see how many names I can call. Let's read this one text before I go to caller. Good morning, sir. Please speak to the bank holding on to mortgage papers when the loan is paid off. Then all tax is paid. The bank should have customers' papers for their property a year before the loan is paid off. And I'm seeing that the banks are now policing or assisting the government in terms of taxes or property tax. You pay done your responsibility, you do care to them. And they hold off, giving you your title of the page, saying the government say you owe them taxes, therefore the property, the house ain't yours no more, even though you paid us off. That is problematic. I was mentioning before, someone, one of these many cases we have now, need to do a legal charge and sue and say this is not right. Some kind of, but we like talk and we continue to talk about these things and nobody's putting the shoulder to the wheel. Let's go to this caller as I read these texts and go back to that Facebook page to read some of the honorees and see if you recognize any of these names. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah, you know, tell them to leave. I mean, Sparky, you know, we like to hear from Sparky. The thing is, Sparky did say he would like for someone to assist him in writing a book, but I'd like to tell Sparky that he, instead of bringing me a brown bottle, he could bring me some of them tamarind. But listen, Mr. Newey, this is a great topic. You know, I mean, for me, you were recently on the airwaves, but I was pushing these issues and discussing these things way before the pandemic as it relates, and Seattle and also as far as it relates to digitalization and panopticism and the problem it creates for a free humanity. You know, most imbeciles, educated or not, you know, I'm not really looking for anybody to agree with me, you know. But this is why I was always saying on the radio, you might hear me say this narrative, I'm sickened when educated people come on the radio and say they're not conspiracy theorists, right? When the world is built at the elite thriving on conspiracies. You mentioned the World Economic Forum, right? I can send you a chart. I wish I had your number because you need to be enlightened on some things. There's a circumference, a 360-degree chart with different amount of degrees that they have for their agendas. One of the agendas I saw, I can't even remember, was internet policing, construction, environmental. It is all a monopoly of controlling the world. So you and I would never qualify. I don't know who our goal is. I don't even know if anybody from our country go to the World Economic Forum and the World Government Summit, that people really are not familiar with. But during the pandemic, we should have learned our lessons as relates to being dogmatic and listening to pundits and letting them drive our minds into an oblivious deep, whatever, right? Because the digital control obviously represents freedom. Even a blind man can see that. And so when I was saying these things, people was, you know, like I said, it sickens me. It's biblical and all. What I'm saying is one of the biggest lies, I could come up with many lies during the pandemic, okay? But one of the biggest lies was COVID was on the money. And even if COVID is on the money, you could grab a bottle of alcohol or hydrogen peroxide at a table, or just throw the water, the bucket of the money in that, and then touch it. So that will kill all viruses, bacteria, by breaking down the cuspid or the wall, all right? So, you know, for me, COVID was on the money, but nobody was giving me the money since COVID was on it. Now now post-pandemic, money is circulating and moving around. Nobody's getting sick until they say you're getting sick. A pandemic is not where they want it to be, not realizing the economic repercussions. But like I say, somebody like me, who was read, not what they want me to read, then I can't let people think for me. But it's obvious where the world is headed. As even Garvin Bo and pundits came on and admit that the world needs symbiosis, cash and cashless. So what frightened me during the pandemic was when the people send money to GoFundMe account to the truckers in the scenario in Canada. And then the blue-eyed bullfrog, Justin Trudeau, you saw what he did. He froze their accounts and even penalized people who had sent them this money. So then when you look at the digital panopticon as relates to geofencing the money, the microchip, et cetera, you know, you can see it's about control. And so now there's an article that somebody sent me recently that I was, these things are actually taking place in which somewhere, I think in the States, they are planning on, and they just came up after being in the dark for years in which they want to put microchips into the prisoners. And so prisoners would be released. So this is all, everything starts off in the prison first, you know, in America, you know. So, you know, whenever I look at life, it's all about keeping the masses in the dark and then carrying out the agenda through non-governmental organizations. And, you know, of course, Mr. Bill Gates and everybody else is driving these particular scenarios. But it's all about control. You know, I'm just sickened by this human journey. Give thanks.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. I watch too many dystopian movies and series to not believe in conspiracy theories. I see parallel or similarities from the movies to what is real, right? I've seen movies like The Living Dead with parasites and people getting injected and sick and viruses and then the whole population just change to not believe in conspiracy theories. But let me read one or two of these names who are being honored. Austin Knowles Jr. I'm familiar with that name. He is being honored. Robbie Smith is being honored. Everyone is familiar with this name. Dr. Tenille Cargill, he's being honored. Then there is Bishop Anthony Templeton Roker. He is being honored. Kino Ricardo Wong. He told his story and he's being honored. Pastor Arthur Duncombe. He's being honored. Then there is Pastor Reno Brennan. He's being honored. And then there is Mario Super Mario Major. He's being honored. Then Lemuel Smith. I'm familiar with that name too. He's being honored. And this one here is Chef Kevin Culmer. He's being honored. The list goes on. Oh, see, this one is Pastor Basil Johnson. He's being honored. A lot of pastors. This honoree is Chalo Casso. I'm familiar with him. He's being honored. This is also Bishop Silbert Mills. He's being honored. And the list goes on. Oh, Clay Sweeten is also being honored for that list. Caller, coming to you. Just go to the next caller. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. That caller's not there? Let's move on to the next one then. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Great, man. Great, great. I am so happy to hear. And I want to send a special message to someone who normally calls in. The Freeport power issue. Have you heard all the good news that the Bahamian people in Grand Bahama experienced with the discounts on their power bills? And there's a common caller that normally calls from Freeport. And he said, he told on national radio, that ain't nobody can see no discount on their power bill. And it is amazing that I hear him come back and say nothing else reference to that and all the beautiful stories that we're hearing coming from Grand Bahama on these power bills. So I just wanted to say that sometimes when you think you know so much and you have all this knowledge, you tend to have egg throw in your face sometime. So please, When we see something good happen, be happy. Be happy for the people, man. And that is what we say. That's extreme progress in Grand Bahama. excellent move on the purchase of that Grand Bahama Power Company. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, also, I'm trying to get contact with CFIF. You know, they do the information services, the Bahamas, responsible for credit reports, right? Anyone has a contact for that? Can you text me? I'll call up and say, no, you see the contact for that, you know? The CFIF, people them. They give the credit report. This text says, the government should not allow any bank to collect the government money. The taxes amount should be transferred to inland revenue. Most of these banks are not Bahamian owned. The government over decades seems not to know how to take us out of slavery by these banks. That's what Texas says. Hey, CA, not seeing your previous broadcast on the site. Have them check it out. They normally put it up 24 hours later, so they should be putting it up now. And thank you very much, Texas. I'll go check on that. Say, is the last candidate for the PLP, Mr. Kino Wong, one of the names who will be honored from the Dr. Fox Foundation because he had a bad pass, or Terry, the owner of Virgo Car Rentals? He's better known as, in the past, as Runks. He was in some mix-up. Mr. Kino Wong is being honored. I'm not familiar with Terry for the Virgo Car Rental, right? But a number of people are being honored. So the PLP guy who always trying to run psych ops needs to remember that Colby Davis crowd about all the load bills in Nassau. Brave Davis told us load shedding was a thing in the past. Now we're getting growing pains. I'm down at BPL. We can have some load shedding. This can be a hot summer. Let's go to the phone lines again. This can be a hot summer. Number of people can be crying how hard it can be because the lights can be off. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, Nui, how you doing? It's Alan John. I get to the digitization. I agree with the person who called about the PLP psychop who had such a coward is afraid to call his name. I listen to people who call from Grand Bahama. I know them. Some of you guys may even know if they call from Grand Bahama. And I know of no one who calls from Grand Bahama who made a claim that he made. I would accuse him of being intellectually dishonest, but then the problem is there's no intellectual to be dishonest about, so just being dishonest. So if he knows the person's name, please call the name. I'll call and defend the person. What you talked about and what 52 talked about, Senator Heidi, I just want you to let you know that America, the U.S. has also rejected the digital dollar also because of its ability to be programmed, to be tracked, to be traced, to be interrupted. But when you talk about the ID system and the data silos that Minister Sebastian spoke about, it's something that I've been arguing for almost 25 years here in the Bahamas. In fact, there's billions of dollars trapped in it. I would love to see the actual framework published or the policy published on how we're going to access and interconnect them. The problem is even now, as we talk about AI, AI is reaching what is called saturation point, where it's going to transition over the next year into the second phase, and we are now just putting on our boots to begin to get involved in the first phase, and that's concerning the use of AI in enhancing. I don't want to take long on this, but if you take the early part of digitization that happened, even as you go to the 90s, when we first started, there was a whole bunch of people making claims. Let's use an example. I pay a couple hundred dollars a month for AI. Right now for using AI. The problem is that even though I pay a couple hundred dollars a month, the actual cost of the AI company is probably around $15,000 a month. I'm just paying a couple hundred dollars a month. So as this begin to adjust and as we begin to iron out and people like Oracle and the rest of them begin to bring some more data online, because no matter what you think, only a fraction of the data exists in the world today that actually runs AI. And this is why you see so many people begin to look alike, sound alike, and everything else. Is because it's actually beginning to feed upon itself with no new data coming online to enhance it. So the question is going to be is how long we will take to begin to unsilo the data and then actually digitize the data that is necessary to provide the comprehensive overhaul that the Bahamas government needs. The whole concept is that a little over a decade ago, an analysis was done on the government of the Bahamas saying that the proper adaptation of technology we'd probably need less than 8,000 people to do what we have 20 to 30,000 people doing. So I don't know how, when we begin to enhance the government with AI, we'll be able to tell AI, please maintain the current level of employment, not knowing any of the skill set that is necessary to done that we want to enhance productivity. What has to accompany that is a strategy to get 9,000 people per year into the marketplace, separate away from the government, to bring the target down. And so we talk about these 45 different economic models that all depend on technology. Oh my goodness, guess what I forgot, Nui?
Go ahead.
It all depends on energy, power, electricity. How are we supposed to do this again, Nui? But just as we fantasize about bringing us into the 21st century, when we having problems adopting 20th century, energy is a 20th century concept, and the new electrification of the world to support the new digitization process such as AI is intensifying that. And so, it'll be great to see a strategy. I'd love to see here. I hope that this committee they put together will engage the public in real time so adjustments can be made. The Bahamas have a unique opportunity that we've had. We've had it for 5 years. We've sat silent. We've sat on our hands. And the world has moved ahead. Now the world is now accelerating because of the new switch that we're about in. Because you will begin to see, like, Nui, if you see the 90% of people who have been to AI companies are now dropping AI because it takes too long to explain, but the productivity and expectation is not being hit because we haven't reached that. It's like a threshold in it that's technologizable.
Okay. And thank you very much. Right. No, I appreciate it, man. Definitely. And we need to have that discussion again. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello, Mr. CA.
Go ahead.
I had to call back, inform your previous caller.
Oh, for mercy.
You know,
go ahead, man.
People used to say when you throw a rock in a crowd and you hear a person say, ouch, they would basically, you know what you're saying is true. It's hard for him to make it seem as though that Grand Bahamians are not happy, are not making it publicly known about the conditions of their electricity bills and the savings that they're experiencing. Also, let me just make something quite aware. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but in Grand Bahama, most persons cannot receive your broadcast on traditional FM, mobile. They would have to either listen to it online or listen to it on the television channels. And if any person in Grand Bahama would hear him say what he just said, they would run him off of that island. Because a lot of people in Grand Bahama, businesses, individual homeowners, are praising the point of this progressive aspect of purchasing and the discounts that they've already experienced in the first month.
Okay.
So I say that, and I want him to dispute that.
No, man, he can call back, man. Don't do that, man. I have the whole show to go, man. God damn. I'm so sorry. Girl, don't laugh, man. I slipped. You think we're great at that? I slipped, though, Kermit. That's good. Yeah. You see, you had a coffee going commercial. Don't laugh, Kermit. I gotta go on commercial break now, man. Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To the world, he is your dad, but to you, he is the world. Shower your dad with love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, Friday, June 9th through Saturday, June 17th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop at Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 8th, and if you are standing on the lucky spot, you could win a gift basket for dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Shop Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 9th through 17th. Happy Father's Day from Kelly's House and Home.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops. Game time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see you calling this prep that caller for me. Full digital currency has disadvantages also. If you don't fall in line with the government, then you can't eat. Like I said, I watch a number of dystopian movies to not be concerned about all of this. The last year, according to Kobe Davis, thousands of people receive lowered power bills in Nassau. Unfortunately, they also have no electricity. Else says, I know they post 24 hours later, but a link for your particular show isn't there. They have Guardian Talk link, but not a Guardian Talk AM link. At least I can't find it. Kermit, look for my show and make sure that posted, please. Thanks very much. In many cases, we are so used to being enslaved, we afraid to speak out on these banking systems. The banks over decades, in some cases, have been abusing our people with fees that cannot be justified. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Mr.
man.
Nuri.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Why is it possible for other radio stations to be heard all around the Bahamas? Is that by law or because they can't afford to wear the band?
I would assume that all could have been heard, right? Especially on AM. AM couldn't be heard definitely straight throughout the Bahamas. But I thought once you have the band, you should be able to hear it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it would make a whole heap of sense if especially the more populated islands, right, could hear more than just ZNF, which you could really have a balanced understanding of what's really transpiring inside the capital, right? Mm-hmm. And then when it relates to Johnny two time, right? While he is taunting the PLP success for Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still in darkness, literally in Nassau
for 2-3 hours. PL. Yep, for 2-3 hours. Yes, huh? We in darkness.
So I mean, Johnny two show. Well, hey, you need to stay off this radio because you ain't making too much sense, bro. We in Nassau suffering, and you want to be. Kudos to the people in Grand Bahama with really getting a reduction inside their payments. Kudos for that. Yeah, that's great. That should have been happening decades ago. But we are in New Providence. We cannot keep our light on. Johnny Two Show. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much. This text says they need to put up band towers in the family island so they can receive the radio reports. So no digitization for the Bahamas, not until we could keep the current on. We have a proper data protection system and Freedom of Information Act enforced. Look like something ain't gonna happen, because those things you listen, text her, it ain't gonna happen no time soon. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
See, what's up, man?
Right here, man.
Hey, listen, I call up from Grand Mama, right? And it really annoys me when people who have no, who calls into these talk shows, who don't have the slightest clue about the economy of Grand Mama, the infrastructure of Grand Mama, the Hawksbury Creek Agreement in Grand Mama, nor the Port Authority in Grand Mama. And they speak as if they know exactly what's going on. I haven't seen any, let me rephrase that. I have seen a reduction in my power bill. And that reduction is, we used to pay like $4 or $5 for a storm recovery fee. That fee has now been removed from my power bill. Mm. That's it. I haven't seen no reduction other from the storm fee that we was charged $4 to $5 removed.
They took off that. You soon see it.
Well, I'm waiting. But I haven't seen no 30%. I haven't seen no 35%. I haven't seen no significant reduction in my power bill or meaningful reduction. Now, I can tell you what I have seen. I have seen the power bill, me and my power, being off for two or three, up to yesterday. My power was off for 3 hours yesterday. For 3 hours. And we ain't touched summer yet. Mm. So I really wish people would get their facts together. I wish people would really experience what we experienced at Freeport before they call as if they know what happened at Freeport. I think I can continue to listen.
Thank you very much. What we need to do, what government need to do now is take off duty off of generators. I mean, it's hot. Light being off for 2-3 hours and in this heat. I don't think I need to be paying VAT on no generator. I don't need to be paying no duty on generator. Let me start importing a generator so I can take care of my own self. But something needs to be done, and done immediately, right? Let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Nuri, we could do both. We could do the local currency like we're doing now,
mm-hmm.
along with the digital platform like we're doing now,
mm-hmm.
and don't just try to offset one for another. I see you're trying to build the Bahamas, which is a very, very, very good thing, and the Bahamas needs it. Oh, while I remember, all Sparky needs to do is get a computer with a good AI platform that he could talk to, and he could write the book with a microphone. He don't need anybody else. The computer ain't gonna never cut it. Take everything that he has to say. AI will spit it out in the form of a book for him. Easy. That'll cost less than a case, maybe a few cases of Guinness. You should look into that.
Sabas could donate him a computer.
Huh?
Sabas can donate him a
Sparky,
computer.
Sparky.
Donate Sparky a computer. Sabas could donate him.
Yeah, so at least he'd be able to release himself, because he seemed to have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be good if someone could just, boy, you know, get him started home with a platform so that he could just flow, man, before he leaves us, eh?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but now, back to this thing, you know, don't forget now, on the digital platform, small businesses can actually compete with larger businesses. But, you know, what you see happening here, let's say you're a small business, just small. You could send money through PayPal, but you can't receive it.
No.
So the banks aim to try to, like, you know, put a little thing in your chain there. I don't know why they're trying to control you, but, yeah, but every tourist that come here, do they spend the local currency? They spend digital, right?
They use credit card and they use the U.S. dollars.
Yeah, so we need to continue that. Don't just go down the road to some country that decide to vote against it and then get rid of something that's working for you, man. Anyway, I just thought I'd share my thoughts.
Thank you very much. This text says, good morning. What crime, Dr. Adrian? Oh, this one plotting on Adrian. I mean, I get 6 texts on Adrian Fox altogether. They don't like Adrian Fox at all. My gosh. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. 6 different texts on him.
Hey, what's up?
Radio man.
Hey. What's going on? I know you got one more minute left.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm generator duty free now.
Yeah,
man.
I need
generator
to get
duty free.
I need to get a generator.
Any hurricane supplies, I got a day duty free.
Oh, okay.
So go get a big generator, man.
I need to get something. I need to get something.
Yeah, man. Just get a big generator, man. So you ain't got to wipe it out. No power that you don't want. Then you'll be straight.
I appreciate you, man.
But you know the area I live in, and you know we don't have no current, no power order.
Where you live?
I live on top of the hill. You know where the police barracks is?
Yeah, they don't cut them off. They don't come off at all.
No, they don't never cut us off. No. If we cut off, we get them cut off twice a year.
In the middle of hurricane, you're still on. The police need to have electricity.
Yeah, man, still on, man. Yeah, they don't bother with us. So, yeah. Hey, everybody come move up there, man.
No. Violence and crime, where you at?
We can move up there, man.
No, violence and crime, where you at? That's okay.
No, sir. No, we don't have it up there.
You tell the police them that. I know better.
Be crime free.
No, I know better. But I appreciate you. I know better. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the last caller there. Garden Radio AM, you live? Call you there? Okay, you free me off. I just need to summarize the end of the show then. Okay. So, Mr. Nuri, 3 hours is a joke. Sea Beach was off last week, Thursday, for 12 hours. There isn't anything to brag about with regarding BPM. Is generator VAT-free? I don't know. I just saying for the summer and how hard it is, someone needs to do something for me. Do something for me. Because it's hot. It's hot. Anyway, tomorrow I'm supposed to have guests walking in purpose. They're supposed to be celebrating something. So we'll see how that goes, if they show up, or what topic we'll be talking about tomorrow. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.